RTL Original Podcast.
Hello, I'm Stephen Stepslow, and by now, you should be acutely aware of what we are about and what we do. If not, here it is. This podcast is all about the second song on an album being the best or the most important. We've argued with varying levels of success on this theory and hope that you are on board one way or another. Now, this one has been simmering away for a couple of weeks now. And, well, you know what they say about a watched pot never boiling? Well, as soon as we took our eyes off the summer gigs listing, Den Atelier confirmed they'd booked the one and only Dizzy Rascal for a club show next year. Atelier.lu if you fancy heading to Luxembourg and catching the performance for ticket details and event information. So, without further ado, let's get to it, shall we? Stand up tall. Let me take you back. The year is 2004, grime experienced its first wave of success the summer previous, and the wait for Dizzy's second album is finally over. With Boy in Da Corner, Dizzy Rascal put grime well and truly on the map. But what was to follow? Was it going to be another fad like those silly tectonic dances of the early 2000s, or was it something that was here to stay? Let's put it this way. Grime's sometime star boy didn't let the fame go to his head, quickly producing another stellar album that had a huge impact on UK culture. In doing so, he also proved that he was always a step ahead of the game. Also, he's an ally of this pod, as he placed his best and most important song at number 2 on the album Showtime. Stand Up Tall is as Dizzy Rascal as it gets, energetic and upbeat, with his iconic hyper-paced lyrics. If you like hip-hop, rap, grime and urban, then you can't not like Dizzy. Excuse the double negatives. Now, I'm no expert on the genre, but grime music exploded onto the scene in the early 2000s, drawing inspiration from UK garage and smooshing it tightly with elements of jungle, dancehall and hip-hop. At the forefront of this movement was, of course, Dizzy Rascal, whose influence was instrumental in shaping grime's future. It has been suggested by better wordsmiths than I that he walked so artists like Skepta and Stormzy could run, ensuring grime's legacy and cementing its place in UK music history. Alongside the likes of Wiley and Kano, excellent in Netflix series Top Boy, by the way, Dizzy Rascal brought London street culture to the masses, and you could see little white boys walking around Cambridge with their caps on sideways as a result. Rascal's unique voice and tongue-in-cheek style brought with it an infectious energy, which left you bopping your head to most of his songs. Because of the massive success of his first album and his status as a grime pioneer, the pressure was on for his second album. But Dizzy, the aforementioned boy in the corner, stood up and he stood up tall, delivering the same eclectic and electric energy he was known for, exemplified in this hugely popular track. The chorus is catchy, making you think you can sing along, but Dizzy's rapid-fire delivery makes it a challenge for anyone who's not a skilled rapper. We won't try. Thanks. The signature garage backbeat, so synonymous with early grime, drives the track forward, and the string elements, we're not 100% sure it is string, but it sounds like them, in the chorus, elevate it into something truly special. Stand Up Tall is a statement song of sorts, with grime receiving plenty of backlash in the papers due to its links to crime and violence. But Dizzy went out and said fuck that, and showed what grime is all about. Energy, confidence, and street culture. Never been anything like fake car guys. Big up my roof, west side, east time. Every section where my connection lies. East side, bram it, crowd go loose. Never had no desire for shiny zoo. Big up my Midland, up no fruit. One line, which really doesn't make all too much sense, but is quite amusing, is, You can't run a marathon without training or stretch your arsehole without straining. It's cheeky, almost nonsensical, but shows Dizzy's playful side while subtly distancing Grime from the heavy stigma of violence that the media were all too keen to pounce on. He's also quick to address his roots in the song, proving that all the fame that came with the first album did not lead him too far astray. London City forever, you know I still creep, ain't no stopping me ever your best move. Live o ghetto, I rep it with no redemption. He had the bravado to claim his space, all while keeping the playful edge that made his music so accessible. It was this mix of fearless self-assurance and authenticity that helped propel Grime from the underground into the mainstream, cementing Dizzy's place as one of its most influential pioneers. It was this swagger that also led Stand Up Tall to feature on the mega-selling EA FIFA Street video game and also in cult comedy film The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Who knew that Judd Apatow and Steve Carell were such big Grime fans? The album received critical acclaim as well, with Pitchfork stating, "The album naturally lacks the shock of the new, the jolt of Boy in the Corner. Instead, it's a consolidation of his strengths, lyrically and sonically, and a more satisfying listen than its predecessor." Stand Up Tall was the first single of the album and set the precedent for what was to follow. The song only charted at number 10, however, but this could be down to the media's agenda in regards to Grime being a tabloid headline space filler at the time. Dizzy did, however, get the chance to perform the song on Jules Holland, and not with the usual beat, instead choosing to serve it up with Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, a surprising yet fitting choice. Check it out on YouTube. In many ways, the song is symbolic of Grime itself, a genre born in the corners and underground, but always destined to rise to the forefront. Dizzy Rascal didn't just ride the wave of Grime's popularity, he helped steer it into the mainstream, ensuring it wasn't just another early 2000s fad. And with tracks like Stand Up Tall, Dizzy proved that Grime had staying power, cementing his legacy as a pioneer of the genre. Where did he choose to place the first single and biggest song of the album? Well, in case you haven't guessed it, at song position number 2. The theory of song 2 transcends all music genres, and I will keep persisting with this until you all believe it, or at least shrug and walk away. While we have you, or rather your ears, drop us a review, a star rating, hit subscribe, and tell some friends to do the same. But be polite. People like manners. If you enjoy this pod, then why not check out Show Tunes, a weekly shallow dive into some of the best goddamn TV themes ever. Today's episode was researched using Genius.com, Pitchfork, the usual Wikipedia searches, and Charlie Stone's love for Grime that was sparked by this song back in 2004 as a 7-year-old boy. The episode is voiced and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Cheers. London, stand up tall.